بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. It's very important to understand that following the sunnahs, following the practices of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one will ultimately reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one will attain salvation. If a person abandons the sunnah, abandons the practices of the noble Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this will lead to acts where a person will start discarding the wajib, the compulsory acts, the faraid. To protect the sunnats, to protect the practices of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one needs to protect the adab and the etiquettes of Islam. The etiquettes of Islam should not be considered insignificant. The etiquettes of Islam, they are part of Islam. And although doing them, it carries great reward, there are many barakat, many blessings associated with carrying out the adab and carrying out etiquettes and leaving them, of course, it is not considered a sin. But by doing them, it helps protect the sunnats, and by doing the sunnats, it helps protect the faraid. Imam Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, he said that if I leave out a single etiquette of Islam. Abdullah bin Mubarak was a very great scholar of hadith and fiqh. So he would say that if I leave out a single etiquette of Islam, a single adab of Islam, I fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive me of all that He has bestowed me with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed Abdullah bin Mubarak with an astounding memory, a very prodigious memory. He was a very great scholar of hadith and fiqh. So with adab comes many barakat. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi, things that we consider completely insignificant, the smallest things, simple things like reading an Islamic book. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri was so diligent, that he would, when reading a book, it is narrated by people who would see him, that when reading a book, sometimes the hashia, right? It's many books, they have annotations, right, on the sides or on the top, especially books which are printed in Pakistan. They have the text in the middle, and then they have the annotations on the side. And sometimes those annotations, they're upside down. So instead of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri moving the book like this and like this, he himself would get up and go on to that side and read the book like that. This was the respect that he had for Islamic books. So this is something that we consider very insignificant. That, you know, what's the big deal of, you know, just moving the book like that? What's the big deal with having wuzu? We don't need to have wuzu when we read a book of hadith, do we? No, we don't. We don't need to have wuzu. It's not a sin if someone doesn't have wuzu when reading a book of hadith. Similarly, it's not a sin if someone reads any Islamic book without wuzu, but it's from the adab, it's from the etiquettes. When we observe the etiquettes, when we observe the adab of Islam, then it becomes very easy for us to start observing the sunnats of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we observe the sunnats, then it's easier for us to start observing the faraiz. See, the society, unfortunately, that we live in, it's so foreign to the concept of adab and etiquettes that many people today, they consider that, you know, it's nothing. There's nothing wrong with reading a book, reading an Islamic book without wuzu. There's nothing wrong with putting the Quran on the floor. Many people, you will see that they put the Quran on the floor. And when you tell them that, well, brother, what you are doing is wrong. Oh, is there any proof from Quran and Hadith? My contention is that do you need a proof for something like this? I mean, this is common sense. You don't need a proof for every single thing. You don't need a proof to state that this is something wrong. Why do you need proof? Sheikh Awwama, the great muhaddis of Medina, he is from Syria, and currently he resides in Medina. Very great scholar of hadith, and he narrated two incidents in one of his books. He mentioned that when he was studying in Halab, Aleppo, Syria, so he was carrying his book with his left hand. This is something that we often do. We carry Islamic books with the left hand. So his teacher's name was Sheikh Ahmad Qallash. So his teacher, he said that don't carry your book with your left hand, carry it with the right hand. And then he recited the verse that whoever is given the book of deeds with his right hand, then he has been given a lot of khayr, a lot of barakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This incident itself is an indication of the respect that these scholars had for simple acts of adab. This is an adab. There's nothing wrong with holding the book with the left hand. It's not haram. It's not a sin. But adab necessitates that we hold and respect the books of Islam. Because this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives ilm. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imparts ilm, gives ilm. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the person's status. Sheikh Maulana Yahya Kandelwi rahmatul alayh, the father of Sheikh Zakaria, a very great muhaddis, very great scholar of hadith. His books are read even today. So he was a very, very great scholar of hadith, and his teacher, Allama Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, the one of the generals of 1857 battle against the British Raj, the British mutiny. So he came out of retirement to teach the father of Sheikh Zakaria, rahmatul alayh. Sheikh Zakaria's father, rahmatul alayh, he would never read any hadith without wuzu. He would not read any hadith without wuzu. Sheikh Zakaria also never read any hadith without wuzu. Is it something wrong to read hadith without wuzu? There's nothing wrong with it. It's not a sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to hold him accountable in the hereafter. But Sheikh Zakaria, what he would do, his father was his teacher. Allama Yahya sahab, he was his teacher. So Sheikh Zakaria, when he would need to do wuzu during studies of hadith, he would, you know, tell his colleagues that, you know, ask my father some questions about hadith, so in this way I can quickly do my faraiz of wuzu and come back in haste. So he would do that. Sheikh Allama Yahya sahab, he understood. And he said that, you know, instead of you talking about what this person said and what this scholar said, I understand you have to do wuzu, go ahead, I'll stop. So this is, and where is Sheikh Zakaria now? Sheikh Zakaria, great scholar. His legacy still remains. His legacy remains until today. Why has his legacy remained? His legacy has remained because of the adab and the etiquette that he showed to the kitabs, to the books where he was acquiring ilm. Simple things like pens. The pens that we use for writing ilm, the paper that we use for writing ilm, everything which is associated to knowledge, asbab of ilm, anything which is considered the means of acquiring knowledge, scholars would respect that. Scholars had the utmost respect for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised their status, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. That their legacy, till today, it remains. Now, Sheikh Awwama, he quotes another story. That on the flip side, that a student, he was waiting to take his oral exams, Shafawi exams. So he was carrying his books, and Sheikh Awwama, he mentions that I feel ashamed to even narrate the story, because every time I narrate it, something happens to me. But I'm narrating it to show you the contrast between someone who has adab and someone who does not. So he had one of the fiqh books, right? At-Tuhfatul Fuqaha, a fiqh book. It's a book of jurisprudence. And it was at one time taught in Syria. So he was waiting, standing up, and he got tired. And the staircase was dusty. So he takes his book and puts it down, and he sits on it. He sits on it. Now, is this something haram? No, it's not something haram. But is it disrespectful? Yes, absolutely. This is very disrespectful. This is against ilm. This is against the etiquettes of ilm. How is a person going to acquire knowledge if he disrespects ilm, if he shows no consideration towards knowledge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to give that person even a portion of ilm. Al-ilmu la yu'tika ba'dahu hatta tu'tiya kullak. That ilm is not going to give a portion of itself until you devote yourself to knowledge completely. And when I say when I say devotion, I mean complete adab towards ilm, complete etiquette towards ilm. If there is no etiquette towards ilm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give that person zero. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give that person zilch, nothing. So there are many incidents like this. Mufti, I remember my teacher, Mawlana Shamsul Haq Sahab, he would sit in front of hadith with such reverence. One time he had to do wuzu, he stopped, he went and he did wuzu and came back. He would always teach hadith in the state of wudu, in the state of being pure. There's nothing wrong with teaching hadith without wuzu. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no sin. But to do it, to teach hadith with wuzu, to show respect to the kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is from the adab. This is from the etiquettes. We see often when we go to Saudi Arabia, the disrespect that people show the Quran. One time, people were there were some the mutawallis of the cleaners who are responsible for keeping the masjid tidy. They were cleaning the chandeliers, right? So he couldn't reach one of the chandeliers. And what he did was he took a couple of Qurans and he stood on the Qurans and he started cleaning the chandeliers. And this is the adab that they have with the Quran. And we see this often, that while a person is reciting the Quran, he puts his Quran underneath his arm, and he does sajda tilawat, or he puts the Quran in front of him. You don't need an evidence. When you say that this is disrespectful, it goes against adab. Oh, where's the proof from hadith? Where's the proof from Quran? We don't need a proof from Quran and hadith for every single thing. This is not a requisite. This is not shart. This is not a condition. But this is just common sense. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in book form. That doesn't mean that you show it any less disrespect. So these are just certain things that we should always keep in consideration, that when we read any book of Islam, we should always be in the state of wudu. We should always show respect towards the asbab of ilm, pens, paper, pencils, everything. The dawat, the inkwell that we use to write. In the olden days, they would use, you know, the bamboo pen, and they would use inkwells. And they would show respect to that as well. They would put it in a proper place, saying that this is one of the asbab of ilm. This is how we are acquiring ilm. And like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised their status. So we need to remember these things. It comes in one of the statements that مَنْ تَهَاوَنَا بِالْآدَابِ أُوْقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ السُّنَّةِ وَمَنْ تَهَاوَنَا بِالسُّنَّةِ أُوْقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ الْفَرَائِدِ وَمَنْ تَرَكَ الْفَرَائِدِ أُوْقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. That whoever belittles etiquette, whoever belittles etiquette will be punished by being deprived of the sunnah. Whoever has no etiquette, whoever has no adab towards Islam, towards religion, he will be deprived of the sunnah. And who leaves a sunnah will be deprived of fard. When a person leaves many sunnats, he'll stop doing his fard, things which are compulsory upon him. And he will eventually be deprived of his recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the person is deprived of his faraid, he will be deprived of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from him. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. That as for the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's position as his Rabb, مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, and he prevents his nafs from following whims and desires, his carnal fantasies. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Then Jannat is his abode. Jannat is his abode. Jannat is where that person is going to be. But this is all predicated, all rests on a simple thing like adab, etiquette towards Islam, etiquette towards knowledge. These are very important things, that we should show etiquette and regard, even though there may be no proof of it in religion. There is no proof that we have to that we have to read hadith with wuzu. There is no proof in it. You will not find it anywhere in the statements of Rasulullah. But it is always a good thing to have wuzu when reading the kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when reading any Arabic book. when reading anything which is ilm. Even simple things like secular education, one should not just throw the textbook anywhere. This is also ilm. This is also knowledge. This is also knowledge. This is also ilm. This is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Math, social studies, everything is ilm from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should also be shown respect. One shouldn't just callously throw it at the home whenever he enters, whenever the person enters. This is very common amongst students, that they come back, they throw their book bag wherever, or they throw their binder, they throw their pens and their pencils. They have no respect. And this carries on, and they show no respect towards anything. So a simple thing like adab goes a very long way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين جزاك الله خيرا.